Hello, and welcome to A History of Japan. Season 4, Episode 16, Folk Tales from the Nara Period. Bonus Episode. The folk tales featured in this episode come to us from the various fudoki which were collected during the Nara period. You may recall from the second episode of this season that the fudoki were a combination of census, land survey, and local customs from the various provinces of Japan. Sadly, only a few survived into modern times, and the English translations which I have used for this episode come from the book Records of Earth and Wind, a translation of Fudoki, with introduction and commentaries, by Michiko Yamaguchi Aoki. If you would like to purchase a copy of Records of Earth and Wind, I have included a non-affiliate link in the description. I would also like to extend special thanks to the Association for Asian Studies for granting permission to use this translation, and special thanks as well to the Japanese Historical Text Initiative of the University of California of Berkeley for providing access to this invaluable text for use in this podcast. Many of these entries begin with the name of the place involved, often followed by a just-so story explaining how that name came to be. This is just a modest selection of the many places listed in the various surviving fudoki. We'll begin with some selections from the Harima fudoki. Tsukiwore Yama. Prince Homuda went hunting on this hill. He attempted to shoot a running boar with his bow made from a zelkova tree. However, the bow snapped before the arrow could be launched. The incident gave rise to the name Tsukiwore Yama, Bow Snapping Hill. There is a rock cavern on the south side of this hill. Cattail grows inside the cave. Thus the place is called Kama Woka, Cattail Hill. The cattail has never ceased to grow there. Minashi Gaha. Minashi was named after the outcome of a water fight between two deities in this area. The god Ihatsu and the goddess Ihatatsu, children of the great god of Iwa, fought over the water of this river. The brother god wanted the river to flow north toward the village of Koshibe, while the sister god wanted to direct it south toward the village of Izumi. The male deity broke off the ridge of the hill so that the river would flow north. Upon seeing this, the goddess, thinking her brother's conduct was unreasonable, used her magical comb to block the water and dig a ditch, directing the river southward toward the village of Izumi. Thus, their quarrel continued. The male deity then went around to the south side of the village of Izumi and devised a scheme to make the water flow toward the hamlet of Kuhahara in the west. But the goddess never capitulated. She constructed an underground water pipe so that more of the river water reached the rice field belonging to the hamlet of Izumi. Because of this, the original river dried up. Therefore, it is called Minashi, meaning waterless. There is a hamlet called Tamano in this area. The hamlet was named after the jewels dedicated to the tomb of a beautiful woman who died there. The royal princes Oke and Woke, who resided at the palace in the village of Shijimi in Minagi district, sent Wotate of the Yamabe no Muraji to court Nehime, the daughter of the Kuni no Miyatsuko, Koma of the Kurodowake family. Nehime accepted the marriage proposal. The two princes, however, stood on ceremony, for each was afraid of offending the other by marrying the girl first. In the end, neither of them married her. Years passed, and the girl grew old and died. The princes were grieved by her death. They sent Wotate with a royal proclamation announcing their wishes regarding the girl's funeral. The royal message read, "We shall have her tomb placed where the sun shines from morning till evening. Be sure to bury her remains there and decorate her tomb with jewels." That is why the hill was named Tama Woka, Jewel Hill, and the village was called Tamano, Jewel Field. The following selections are from the Izumo Fudoki. Township of Yasuki. It is 9.1 miles northeast of the district office. The god Susanovo made a tour of inspection there. Upon his arrival at this place, Susanovo said, "My mind has been comforted." Therefore, the place is called Yasuki, meaning being comforted. On the north shore of this township, there is a cape called Himesaki. A daughter of Imaro, of the Katari no Omi, head of a reciter clan head, was strolling around the cape. Suddenly, she was attacked by a shark. It was the 13th day of the 7th month of the 2nd year of the Emperor Tenmu. The daughter of Imaro did not return home, but was killed by the shark. Imaro buried his daughter in the ground along the shore of Himesaki. Deeply grieved, he cried to heaven and stamped the earth. Day and night he sobbed and staggered near the grave. Several days passed. As the story goes, Imaro brought himself under control, whetted his arrowheads, sharpened the edge of his halberd, and chose an advantageous spot to attack the shark. He worshipped the gods, praying, 15 million heavenly gods and 15 million gods of the earth, 399 shrines venerated in this land, and all the deities in the sea, may your gentle spirits watch over me in peace. But I beseech you, gods, let all your brave spirits abide by my desire. If there be a divine spirit, may it help me avenge the wrongs done to my daughter, and let me know that spirit through my success. Meanwhile, 100 sharks gathered slowly and quietly, leading the shark that killed Imaro's daughter. The sharks approached Imaro, remained there, motionless, tightly surrounding the guilty shark. Thereupon, Imaro took his halberd and stabbed the shark. Thus, the shark was caught and executed. Then the other sharks dispersed. When the dead shark was cut open, a leg of a dead girl was found. Thereupon, the shark was torn to pieces, pierced with a stake, and exposed on the roadside. Imaro is the father of Atao of the Katari no Omi, the resident of Yasuki. It has been 60 years since this incident occurred. Township of Kaga. It is 8.1 miles northwest of the district office. This is where the great god Sada was born. Princess Kisakahi, the goddess of shellfish, a daughter of the great ancestor god Kami Musubi, said, "How dark is this cave?" She took up a shining bow and shot an arrow into the air. Thereupon, the cave was illuminated. Thus, the place was named Kaga, meaning illuminated. Tatenuhi was named after the words of the god Kami Musubi, the spirit of fertility. He said, "Go and respectfully build a shrine for the lord of the great land in the likeness of my present residence. My residence, the grand Ame no Hisumi Palace, was constructed by means of thousands and thousands of yards of strong rope tied to the beams and pillars of the building. The ends of the tied rope were left hanging beautifully from the roof tree. Now, take the measurement of this palace and build one exactly like it for him. Thus he appointed and dispatched Ame no Mitori, or the noble bird of high heaven, to be in charge of shieldcraft. The mission came down to Tatenuhi and initiated shieldcraft for the use of the shrine of the great god. Following this tradition, the people of the district make and dedicate shields and halberds to the deities of the land. This is why the district is called Tatenuhi, meaning shield-making. The following selections are from the Bungo Fudoki. Mount Kubi. It is southeast of Mount Yufu. There is a rice field at the foot of this mountain. Its former name was Yakata. Legend tells us why it is now called Kubita. Once upon a time, a deer came to this field and ate the young rice seedlings every time they sprouted. The owner of the rice field devised a plan, erected a fence around the rice field, and waited. The next time the deer came to the field, it put its neck through the fence so that it could reach the seedlings and eat them. The owner caught the deer. As he was about to slay the animal, it begged for its life, saying, "I shall take an oath now. Forgive my grave offense. If I am released alive, I will command my offspring never to eat your seedlings." The man marveled at the animal's words and decided not to kill it. Since that time, no seedlings in this rice paddy have ever been eaten by a deer. The crops grow until harvest time. The rice field was named for the neck of the deer, hence it is called Kubita, neck field. The word Kubi, neck, also gave rise to the name of Mount Kubi. Tano. It is southwest of the district office. It is a broad field with a fertile soil. The ease with which this land could be reclaimed was once unsurpassed in all the province. In the east, many farmers of the district tilled this field, and always they reaped abundant harvests. The abundance was such that the farmers left the surplus lying in the rice field. As a result, the villagers grew extravagant and ungrateful. They began to use rice cakes as archery targets. At this ultimate wastefulness, the rice cakes turned into white birds, which flew away to the south. Within a year, all the farmers of the village were dead, and the rice fields lay in waste. Since that time, rice farming has never been good here. That is why the place is now called Tano, Wasted Rice Land. The following selections are from the Hitachi Fudoki. According to the elders, Mount Tsukuha's popularity originated in the following legend. In the remote past, a Japanese ancestral deity was traveling around visiting his descendants. As he rounded Mount Fuji in the Suruga region, the sun was setting. So the ancestral deity asked the goddess of Mount Fuji for overnight shelter. This goddess of Mount Fuji was the child of the ancestral deity. The goddess of Mount Fuji, however, was reluctant to extend hospitality to the visiting deity. "We are now observing a period of abstinence for the new crops," she said. "During this time, custom forbids us to entertain outsiders in our households. We cannot comply with your wish. Pray, we beg, your forgiveness." The ancestral deity, who was both disappointed and furious, violently denounced the goddess of Mount Fuji and all her household. "What do I hear?" asked the visitor god. "How could you not let me stay? I am your father," he cried. "May my curse hereafter fall upon you. May the snow fall and cover you at all times. May you suffer from the bitterest cold. May no one ever climb to visit you, and may no offerings be given to you ever. Thus turned away, the ancestral deity went to Mount Tsukuha and asked to stay the night. The goddess of Mount Tsukuha answered, "Though we are observing a ceremonial period for the new crops, we shall obey your will, my lord." The goddess of Mount Tsukuha ordered food to be brought in and respectfully attended to the deity's needs. The ancestral deity was pleased and said, "How lovable my descendant is, how lofty her shrine stands. As heaven and earth would prosper forever, and as sun and moon would shine forever, may her domain prosper forever. May her people gather here to celebrate the good harvest every year." Because of the ancestral god's curse, Mount Fuji has always been covered with snow and is inaccessible. On the contrary, Mount Tsukuha has always been accessible. Folks have continued to come here, gather together, sing, dance, eat, and drink without ceasing. The site from which Prince Yamato Takeru viewed the four corners of this land is a plateau called Arahara. Descending from this plateau, the prince came to Ohoyagaha, where he took a boat up the river. When he reached the middle of the river, the rudder broke. Ohoyagaha was therefore renamed the Kajinashigaha, rudderless river. The river is the boundary between the districts of Ibaraki and Namekata. The many kinds of fish, such as silver carp, obtained from this river are too numerous to be listed in total. When he had proceeded further toward the border, Prince Yamato Takeru saw a wild duck in the sky, and he shot it with an arrow. The bird fell to the ground. The place where the bird fell was named Kamono, Kamo Field. The condition of the soil in this place is such that no plants grow there. North of there, however, there are virgin woods where trees grow luxuriantly. These are the Ichihi, Kunugi, Maple, and Hinoki, Cypress. In the woods there is a rectangular pond. This is actually an irrigation reservoir built by the people of the area during the term of office of the Governor General of Azuma, Takamuku no Omi. North of the reservoir, there is a branch shrine of the god of Katori. The soil around this shrine is fertile, and plants grow there in abundance. According to the elders, during the reign of the Emperor Keitai, who governed the realm from Tamaho Palace at Ihare, there was a man called Matachi of the Yahazu family. Matachi planned to reclaim the valley filled with miscanthus west of the district office. His rice farming scheme was disrupted, however, by a plague of snakes. People of this area refer to all snakes as Yatsu no Kami, valley gods. The snakes that disturbed Matachi's reclamation project are also said to have had horns. The local people believed that the horned snakes would harm them. They also believed that when fleeing from the snake, they must never look back. Anyone who turned his face to the snakes would suffer a curse upon his household. He and his entire family would perish, leaving no descendants. Even today, snakes are numerous in the vicinity of the district office. Matachi, outraged by the sudden appearance of the snakes, armed himself against them. Taking up his halberd, he slew several, and the rest retreated to the foot of the hill, on the east. Matachi then thrust a long cane into the irrigation ditch, which his people had dug for him, to mark his territory, and said to the snakes, The land extending from this place to the hill is your territory. The land extending from this place to the hill is your territory. The land extending from this landmark to the valley, however, is mine, and it is reserved for my people's farming. He continued, Do not violate this boundary. Be not resentful of this decision, for I shall construct a shrine for you and serve as the priest there. My descendants will respectfully provide you with offerings. Thereupon, Matachi erected a shrine to consecrate the spirits of the serpents. He then reclaimed about 24 acres of rice field for the upkeep of the shrine. His family has retained the priestship of this shrine ever since. Later, during the reign of the emperor posthumously known as Emperor Kotoku, who governed the realm from Toyosaki Palace at Nagara in Naniha, this village was occupied by Mibu no Muraji Maro. Maro constructed an embankment around the irrigation ditch there. At that time, the same kind of snakes again massed together in the Pisania trees beside the irrigation ditch. Time passed, and the reptiles showed no sign of evacuating the treetops. Realizing that the snakes were not going to leave, Maro proclaimed in a loud voice, This irrigation ditch is here to aid my people. Who are you to disregard this aim? Presently, he issued an order to the laborers engaged in examining the snakes. Kill all the insects and animals wherever you see them. Don't be afraid and show them no mercy. When Maro finished this declaration, the vicious snakes disappeared. Today this ditch is called Shihiwi no Ike, pond by the Pisania well. Pisania trees grow around the irrigation ditch. Near the ditch there is a well which yields fresh water, and thus has given rise to the name Shihiwi no Ike. This well is located on the highway leading to Kashima. This concludes the reading of various Nara period folktales collected in the surviving Fudoki. Thank you for listening. I look forward to next exploring the early Heian period with you in the coming months ahead.